It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. Hoping everybody's enjoying their Labor Day off, except you.
Yeah, you're working today, too. You're released a little bit here.
Released a little bit, yeah.
If you call this work, you know, that's what people... I'm here anyway.
I always say work is a four-letter word in my vocabulary.
Yeah, well, I enjoy what I do, so it's I don't really consider it to be too much work.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, so do I.
Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Nuclear Electronics Technician 3rd Class Stanley Eugene Tullickson. Stanley was born on October 22nd, 1943, here in Madison, passed away on December 14th, 2008. He was the brother of Carol Fernholz, lives just outside of town here. He entered active duty on September 28, 1961 in Madison, United States Navy, was honorably discharged just shy of 3 years later on August 17, 1964 in Brooklyn, New York. Served during the Vietnam era. So we thank you, Stanley, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Especially on this Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Well, let's talk about the topic at hand here. The VA has guaranteed the 29 millionth home loan. That's a lot of loans.
Yeah, and I was just telling you that two of those have been for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The VA sent out a press release on August 26th. Hard to believe it's September 1st already.
I know it.
Yeah.
So much for summer.
Yeah. It's anyways...
Threw you off there. Sorry
it did throw
that.
Me off here. Press release announces a major milestone ensuring service members and veterans can receive assistance in purchasing a home from because of their military service. VA announced that it has guaranteed its 29 millionth home loan since the program was created in 1944, thanks in part to a 19% increase in VA home loan processing this year compared to the same time in 2024. On August 5th, the 29 millionth home loan was guaranteed for $235,000 home in Maryland purchased by a Navy veteran. This home loan guarantee program that the VA operates was created in part as a Serviceman's Readjustment Act of 1944, commonly known as a GI Bill of Rights. You know, the GI Bill of Rights was huge legislation back in the 40s, and now when people say GI Bill, they think it only refers to education benefits. Well, no, there was a lot of stuff included in that. Since then, the department has guaranteed nearly $4 trillion, with a T.
That's a lot.
In home loans for service members and veterans. Nearly 4 million service members and veterans have active home loans guaranteed by the VA. Their home loan program enables private lenders to offer eligible veterans and service members loans that are guaranteed by the department, which effectively eliminates the need for a down payment and mortgage insurance and making home ownership much more affordable. VA's home loan program has helped service members and veterans achieve the American dream millions of times over, according to VA Secretary Doug Collins. It's one of the most effective federal programs in history, and we're proud to carry on its tradition of success. VA encourages those interested in the program to request a VA home loan certificate of eligibility from the department or through their mortgage lender. Currently, 99.8% of these certificates are issued within 3 days. And, these certificates of eligibility can be obtained by completing a VA Form 26-1880 request for a certificate of eligibility application sent to a VA regional loan center. St. Paul is the closest one here. My office can help in the application process. However, mortgage lenders may be able to obtain certificates for veterans by bringing in a copy of their DD-214 to the mortgager. Oftentimes, it's way faster than an application to the VA Regional Loan Center. I always tell people we can do a couple of different things when they're asking about a VA home loan guarantee. I say, I can help you fill out. Help you fill out the application. We send it into St. Paul Regional Loan Center, and they take their sweet time in processing it, like federal government is known to do. and you can get it in, maybe a couple of months. Or you can take your military discharge to any lender, and they can most likely get one within a day or two.
That sounds like a better way of doing it.
It's a way better way. Right. And I know there's several mortgage companies out there that their bread and butter is dealing with veterans and service members in home loan purchases. I'm speaking from experience on that. And there's a couple of mortgage companies in Minnesota that love dealing with service members and veterans, and they always send out packets of information to us. So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And the number is...
You know, you're really testing my memory.
Oh, I think I see it. It's over here.
The sticker is somewhere.
I see it laying over here. But we'll test your memory. What is the number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office. We are closed today. County offices are closed today because of Labor Day. Otherwise, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. We're going to have to use some radio magic, though, for next week. I will be at a conference up in the Brainerd Lakes area for my association. I'll finally be stepping down as president of our association.
After a year, huh?
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Well, 2 years. Time flies when you're having fun.
I guess, but... I'm looking forward
to... Who's the incoming president, then? They have one yet, sir?
The current vice president is Winona County.
Okay.
But, there's always an election that takes place, and stranger things have been known to happen. But I put in my nomination for the vice president to move on up, and we'll see what happens.
Sounds good.
So I wish everyone the best of luck on that. And you can reach my office by phone at 598-3445. Every county veteran service officer in Minnesota will be at that conference, most likely. So most of next week is kind of light for office traffic for everybody. So
now your office you remain in the courthouse building, even though the new government center is opened on North Highway 75. Some people have moved in out there. Departments are out there, but you're still in the courthouse.
Believe it or not, I do more business with offices in the courthouse than I do with offices that are going to be in the new government center. So it makes better sense for me to stay in the courthouse.
Right. Well, you've got a good location over there.
It's a very good location.
Nice. And handicap accessible and everything.
So. Yep. And I've kind of made the lower level my own with the Wall of Patriots.
You're right by the coffee pot, too, across from the break room.
But I got my own coffee pot. I like to taste my coffee.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, Josh. You have a good Labor Day, and we will talk again next week.
Sounds good.
Through Radio Magic.
Through Radio Magic, and we'll see you at the fair.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
All right. Don't eat too many donuts.
Yep. I don't have a booth this year, but so I'll just be there as a spectator for a couple
of
days.
We'll find you and interview you anyway.
I'll avoid you then.
Okay. just try. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackpile County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.